Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Jess's Velma vibe. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Y'all know the queen been dead by 10 years. They had a battery in her.
I agree.
I believe that.
She was so dead walking so many years ago. And her son ain't going to make it 10 years.
No.
Oh, he dead too. You know what they gonna mess around and do it? All that crap they be talking is, you know, America saying they're racist, but that black girl gonna get that crown. Black people like, yes, you let us in, we take over. It's gonna be chicken and waffles at that castle. I give you 10 years, and it's gonna be NWA when she walk out the door.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, I want to tell you, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. Let's see, I'll look around the room. Comedian Greg Warren has joined us in the studio.
Hi, guys.
And let's see, also, I think we're going to hook up with the satellite here. And there we go. There he is.
Al Jackson.
Hello.
It's Al Jackson, looking like he's driving a big rig.
You look like you're in the radio room of Stalag 17.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it does.
That's exactly what that looks like.
You got the army green thing on.
Dude, it's awesome looking.
Great jacket.
Hilt.
That is.
In the cooler.
What you see behind me, I have become such an old man, Greg, that I work at a TV station, and because of that, they throw out monitors, and just because all that stuff burns out so quickly, and I get it, and I make trash art. So these are old, like, motherboards from computers.
And no
I took
kidding.
Them and
that is cool.
Yeah, I took them. I paint them. I have old video cameras, like those old VHS cameras that would be covering like a court case in 1986. I took those and I bronzed them. Like what age are you when you're making trash art and your friends are impressed?
I'm impressed.
I'm so happy I made cool, it.
Looks cool, dude. It does look cool.
Al, I'd like to have one of those bronzed cameras. I'd pay money for it.
Al, here's the thing. You need to, and I'm saying this from a place of love, you need to start drinking again. That's all there is to it. You've got far too much time on your hands.
Interestingly enough, Al, you're wearing a very large pair of glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They're not as big as the ones Jess Hooker has.
Can you see
those?
You see Jess's there?
Look.
Yeah, they're comically large.
Yes. I'm going to say this, though. And Jess knows she is my sister. And this comes from a place of love. But Jess is very much channeling. There is a section of the internet. I'm not saying I'm a part of this community or I'm not a part of this community.
Uh-huh.
That has a weird fetish with Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, we just got a lot of emails about that.
Yes, and there's a reason for that, Jess, because I don't think that you did it on purpose, but you like stumbled into.
Yeah.
It's like if you went to South Central in the early 90s, like, I'm going to wear my all red Converse jumpsuit. You might not have known what you were doing, but you have gone into a world, and I didn't realize it was such a big thing until like a couple Halloweens ago, where a friend of mine was dressing as like sexy Velma, and I was like, oh, like I felt something. I was like, oh, because I always liked Velma way more than Daphne. Velma had way more body.
Didn't Velma have a gay vibe?
Hey, Tom, the shears ain't met me yet.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I think you got your first word this week, Tom.
That may be the funniest thing I've heard all year. Al Jackson is part of the Daily Blast Live. So, Al, I get home the other day. I walk in the kitchen, and I see the very, very, very tail end of you talking to Kathleen Madigan. I miss the entire thing except you going, thanks, Kathleen, you're the best. Bye.
Oh, yeah, Kathleen comes on our show pretty often now. I love Kathleen because, and Greg is a lot like this. Some comics, and I'm always jealous of them, are just like joke machines where I'm like, how did you write this much material? She's like doing two simultaneous tours, but she's like a real comic. Like she still drinks and like has fun and like goes on adventures. Like she really is. She reminds me of the 17 years I was on the road. So we always check in with her and she's always like, God, sometimes like you'll interview somebody and you just want to say like, on the mic, you know we're promoting your goofy project, right? Like, why are you mailing this in? Like, it's it was a pleasure to work. You know, we're excited. It's like, bro, let's pick it up, homie. you know, and Kathleen always brings it. Like, I love. She seems excited to do stand up. So, like, she's she's one of us, man. And anytime we can get some real comics on there, I love it. So many good comics been rolling through.
Hey, speaking of promoting stuff, I can't help but notice, is this correct? The Comedy Bar in Chicago will be the site where one can see live and in person Al Jackson this Friday and Saturday?
That would be very true, Your nice. Honor. Yeah, this nice. Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I heard your boys in Chicago.
Yeah, but Willie's actually this weekend. He is with Greg Warren in Louisville.
Yeah.
So he won't be able to.
I'll have him cancel that.
Okay.
wait a minute.
What I want to get to here.
I just got a text from Willie.
I've got
sick.
That's weird.
Greg Warren, earlier I was accused of being white trash, which I consider kind of an honor. Because
no chance you'll ever be that.
I'm working my way toward having a slightly different identity. Part of that also is
running away?
becoming hipper.
Oh, okay.
Are you packing a bag?
I'm just thinking. I mean, maybe okay. I'm too I'm too easy to pin down. You know, I mean, I've got...
You're too cliche?
A golden retriever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's too many things I do that are so... Right.
Blue blood.
By talking with Al Jackson, he helps me get hipper, a little more, I like to call it a little more street.
Yes.
Okay. So as I become more street, Al, can you give me some terms that'll help me with my transition?
Yes. And, when I'm on the show, Tom, I'm always thinking about this show because I hear, obviously, we work around, I guess... not only like we're way younger than millennials, like some of the kids we hire are like young Gen Zers. So they're like 22, 23. And I heard one of the young women that we hired use the phrase, no crumbs left. And she said it yesterday and I wrote it down like a nerd, found out the definition. And I'd like to know what you think no crumbs left means, Tom. This is hot off the presses.
Yeah, it's not like a clean plate reference, obviously. That would be too obvious. No crumbs left. Would it be a sold out show?
No, but that's I like that, but no. Yeah. Like a young woman was using this. So like a 22
year. Does this involve a world of dating, perhaps?
No, but okay. Like, what else are young women into?
Let's see.
Oh, man.
Those one. Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah, that's what the young ones are looking at, is Hallmark movies.
Those are good.
Those young,
that's true. I got a shot with some of these girls. I'll tell you what.
Anybody else have an idea? I'm out. No crumbs left.
I don't have anything.
Is it like serving? Like she pulled it off, the whole outfit, the whole look, everything was put together?
Leave it to Jess Hooker to just step up. She hasn't played all series, and they put her in the seventh inning. People are wondering if they shouldn't have put somebody that can just hit to get on base, but Jess is like, no, I got this, and just walk off home run, first pitch.
Wow.
Boom. That's it. Nice job.
Work.
Thanks.
So I mean, that's 100% it.
So it means the outfit that the woman has on is so perfect. Hey, no crumbs left.
Right.
Yes.
You
no
might know
left.
It as a dress to the nines.
Not a hair out of place.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You look all reet, maybe, is what you'd think.
Yeah. I have not developed the art of the compliment.
Oh, we
point,
know.
To the point that it's well received.
No.
Tom, this is a very personal question, Tom, but I have to ask you, and I think everybody in the studio has to be curious about this. No jokes. Have you ever been getting ready to go to go out to some kind of gala you're hosting or something, and ever looked at yourself and said, I look nice? Said it out loud, like, man, I look nice.
I thought you were going to say, have I ever been approached by someone in my closet going, you look great? It's usually you're going to wear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the...
I'm talking about just you in the mirror. Like, hey, I look good right now.
No, to me, it's just, is it passable? Does it fit the occasion? Whatever.
Tom,
it's
I didn't ask if you were legally allowed to go outside.
Have you ever given a compliment to yourself is what he's trying to get to.
Not lately.
Are you okay?
Ever?
Maybe we should start complimenting Tom.
Tom, you look great.
Oh, thank you. How about we go around the horn and everybody say something really nice? Really
I'm
quick.
Going to compliment you
Chick.
The way that you would compliment me.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, nice shirt.
Well, thanks. I ironed it myself. I ironed it myself. Does it look okay? I
did. It looks
all cotton.
You like to iron, though, right?
I do like to iron. It's relaxing. Very soothing.
Yeah. Tom walked by me. In the hall the other day, and he said, he goes, what's that smell? And I said, and I held my hands up like this, and he leaned down, and he goes, ooh, I like that much better than the patchouli. And I said, it's hand sanitizer, Tom.
Hand sanitizer, not even like a nice lotion.
No.
I like the smell of freshness.
Where did patchouli come from?
I hate the smell of patchouli. I've actually been at a restaurant and moved tables because
I don't wear
hippie
patchouli.
Next to me doused herself in patchouli.
Yeah, you're not one of those girls.
No, I don't wear patchouli.
You've worn it before.
No, it is a more herbal. It's a natural
patchouli-esque
perfume. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and I never have worn it again.
it's the smell of hell. Al Jackson, I've asked you before, but I forget. Do you wear a cologne or a splash on of any kind?
Oh, I keep my father's name was Otha, so I keep a real Otha Jackson over here. So there's some Lagerfeld, especially Lagerfeld. It's not really in circulation anymore, but you can get it on Amazon. So I'll get some Lagerfeld, and like if I'm going out somewhere, I'll put some. And I don't know if does everybody know the trick? You put like a little bit of Vaseline wherever you're going to put your cologne or perfume.
Yeah. What?
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it covers up your pores. The reason that your cologne is gone as soon as you get in your car is because you have pores. So that cologne goes in and your skin absorbs it. But if you put a little bit of Vaseline there, not a layer, but just like a little bit, it blocks those pores and your cologne sits there.
I smell cologne. It takes me a minute or two to stop hating the person wearing it.
All cologne?
Yes. And it doesn't matter as soon as I smell, this person's wearing cologne, I dislike them a lot.
Me too.
And then it takes me a little bit to go, oh no, they're a good person. Yeah. They're fine.
My opener got in the car the other day and we were going somewhere and I was like, oh, come on, man. You just smell like... it's ridiculous. He goes, this is a $500 bottle of cologne. I was like, well, you used $485 of it.
Big cake tonight. What about perfume though, Josh? How
same
do you feel about that?
Same. I don't. Only a couple perfumes smell good to me. But I also here's
roast
my
beef.
Full disclosure.
Roast beef.
The gravy. Thank you, Pat.
Is that
very nice?
I have an allergy to that stuff, so.
Yeah, I can't stand that either, Al. So, no. Al Jackson is our guest from the Daily Blast Live.
Yes, sir.
Al, are you preparing for Thanksgiving? Are you going to be cooking at your place in Denver?
I think I'm going to be in L.A. for Thanksgiving this year. But, you know, if I do stay here, I think I was thinking about I want to get a fried turkey. I'm not going to try to make one. I don't know. That just seems like an episode of Real 911.
Yes.
You know? A lot of garages burned down.
Yeah, hillbillies like, killing
it
themselves.
It seems terrifying. Yeah, it's like, but you can buy much hot grease.
You can buy it. There's a bunch of places now that will do a deep fried turkey for you, and they're delicious, by the way.
I'm going to do deep fried, but I want some sweet potato pie.
I bake them.
Do you really?
Yeah, I bake sweet potato pies. I'll make one for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I started baking pies 4 years ago.
Cool. Is that right?
Yeah, man.
You're telling the truth awesome. Right now.
The best I've ever made is a French silk pie. I did it last year from scratch.
Do you know what comedian is like the baker guy now? Goodness.
Tom Papa. Bakes a lot of bread.
He's like the man.
Bill Burr's a pretty good baker, too.
No kidding.
Yeah. A lot of bread starter.
Now, Al, we had an interesting article. I don't know if you talked about this on the Daily Blast Live. About the favorite sides for Thanksgiving. And I was somewhat stunned that in third place was macaroni and cheese, which I do not approve of on a Thanksgiving
table.
That's
crazy town.
Yeah, too much starch.
Tom, stop it. Don't disrespect mac and cheese, please. Mac and cheese is such a state. It's the only thing that unites this country that's coming apart, it seems.
Yes.
Is we can all agree on mac and cheese. The burnt corners.
Yeah,
I would kill another person for a burnt corner that's like burned perfectly where it still comes off the corner of the pan.
Not for Thanksgiving, Al.
What do you mean? That's the only time. What are you going to be eating it by yourself in the house crying on a Saturday night? Mac and cheese is for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what do you think the number one side is, Al?
I'm going... See, I think it's regional because I think Midwestern would be casserole. But I'm going to say cranberry sauce because it's so kind of universal.
That's just decoration. Very few people eat that. It's mashed potatoes, number one.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then
I like that about Thanksgiving. It's like food for the people. Especially the sides, no side that comes with Thanksgiving costs more than $4. Whether it's collard greens, mac and cheese, stuffing. It's all kind of like, I like that it's just kind of like regular food and everybody like breaks their neck to come home. It's the only holiday where like people come home and you don't feel bad if you don't have any money to give somebody something. Yeah. I think it's my favorite holiday.
No, it's your table. Now, collard greens was something we did not have at our table, but that sounds delicious.
Tom,
Did you have that?
Not growing up, but now we do. Yeah.
So good.
You have to.
Wait a minute. You didn't have collard greens for Thanksgiving on the Griswold table? That's
the bacon in there.
Not surprising at all.
Yeah, that's really
I'm going to check. God. I'm sure Tom's parents would be like, do you have something to tell us?
Yeah, all right.
I've never had them on Thanksgiving, but I make them a fair amount.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
It takes a long time.
It does.
Now, I'm a canned guy.
Okay.
Now, you don't make anything.
We got to hurry here, Al, but regardless of the holiday or the season, what is the best thing that you cook?
I can throw down on some double bake air fried wings.
Really?
I can cook my rear end off, Tom. Ooh. I learned how to cook and like I don't mess around. I can cook with the best of them.
Is this in the air fryer?
You can do it. I bake it for 40 minutes. I season it, bake it. Pull it out of the air fryer, put lime juice on it, fresh squeezed lemon, put it in the air fryer, get that crispiness on the outside, and then put it back in the oven for another 10 minutes. Make sure it's cooked all the way through and just like enjoy. And
should we do a cookbook of a comedian's recipe? Has anybody done that?
Oh, that's a good idea.
The best recipes from, we know all these comedians.
Yeah.
Your best recipe. Everybody can cook something, right? Pat Godwin, what do you cook the best?
Ramen for my son.
That's about all I can cereal.
Do. It'll be a short page.
I can,
but we got
Foreman grill a steak.
You got pies over there?
Yeah, yes. But I mean, my recipe is, I just read what's on the internet.
It's okay.
Yeah, but then you got to put a little stank on it, though, too. Like, yes, you take the internet and then you take the Greg Warren stank. Like,
I treat
something
it like a science lab. I do exactly what they tell me. I don't trust myself. I mean, just the teaspoon, exactly. Yeah. I don't mess around.
Do it on date night and put tears in it.
Nice.
Well, that seemed like an unnecessary shot. It wasn't even really. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Yeah. 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 For no reason other than to make you cry.
Just spreading hate.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.